Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know, when they had this, the whole issue with SNAP benefits and everything, there was so much focus on, you know, and the people who had, you know, needed food. And we talk about how every town in Connecticut has someone who has to deal with this. It's not just an urban problem. It's everywhere. And the folks at Connecticut Food Share, really, I don't think people realize how well organized that whole organization is. But there was a big, you know, people rallied behind it. The governor did. And I don't know what the situation is now, and that's one of the main reasons why we want to catch up with Jason Jakubowski from CT Food Share. But they also, they're making moves and trying to do more. And Jason joins us here in Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Brian, how are you today?
I'm good. Pretty big day for you yesterday. Tell people what's happening.
Yeah, yesterday we broke ground on a huge expansion of our main headquarters in Wallingford. It's about a $9 million expansion. It's going to double the amount of cooler and freezer space that we have, and double the amount of space that we have for food sortation to allow volunteers in there. Basically, it's going to allow us to bring more food in and take more food out of the facility, which we know, for the reasons you just stated, we're going to need over the next several years.
And it costs a fair amount of money. It's not a simple thing to pull together. Just talk about all the sources needed to make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, it started with a $2 million community investment grant from Congresswoman DeLauro several years ago. And we said, you know, instead of just doing the coolers and the freezer, we might as well do everything that we need in the building. We got a $3 million grant from the Cohen Family Foundation. We got a donation from the Sullivan Family Foundation. And then we used the proceeds of the sale of our Bloomfield facility. So we never did a capital campaign. You know, the times are tight right now. Families are tight. I mean, it's not an easy time to raise money. So we knew that we wanted to find ways of financing it ourselves, and we were able to do that.
Yeah.
So we broke ground yesterday. It's probably about a 16 to 18 month project. But at the end of the day, we're going to be able to bring in more of the type of food that people want, more of the produce and dairy and meat and type of food that people want.
Yeah. Is there like a, you know, we'll talk with Jason Jakubowski, CEO of Connecticut Food Share here on Bryan & Company. Is there a change in what people want? I mean, you know, have you seen a shift in priorities toward more fresh food?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've you know, the state has given us some of their emergency funds to buy additional food. They want us to prioritize the fresh food. I was at one of our mobile pantries 2 days ago down at the VA in West Haven, and it was almost all produce, and people loved it. I mean, they're walking away with stuff that they can use to make multiple meals. And I think that's the key. The good news is people want more produce. People want more dairy. They want more protein. The bad news is those are the hardest things for us to procure. They're expensive products, and they also require storage. I can't just put them out in the dry storage area in the warehouse. People tend to gravitate to pasta and peanut butter because they are cheaper and they're easier to store. But the more the better foods, the more nutritious foods are almost always the ones that are more expensive and more difficult to store.
Yeah, and not just, I mean, listen, they have a shelf life that's not, you know, you have to move it, and then
we have to move it, right?
All of a sudden, you're in some sort of inventory management type thing that you're not used to, because canned goods, you can sit there for 2 years and they're fine. It's a totally different animal, and but at the same time, it's better for people long term in terms of their physical health. I'm curious about where we are right now in the problem, right? I mean, obviously. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to make a comp with like the Red Cross and Blood, which is actually in a historically serious situation now. But it seems like, generally speaking, when it comes to food and stuff like blood, it's always a crisis. And so, I mean, let's say it seems like it's kind of your baseline. So, like, talk about relative to a year ago or something like that.
Well, no, you teed that up pretty good, because on Tuesday, Feeding America released their annual Map the Meal Gap numbers. And they provide numbers for all 50 states and what has happened in hunger in those different states. And hunger is up in all 50 states. Here in Connecticut, we've seen about a 7% increase. It's about 560,000 people now. It's one in every seven residents, one in every five kids here in the state of Connecticut. And most of that is driven by people falling off SNAP. You mentioned SNAP before. You know, we had the SNAP crisis back in November where everybody lost their SNAP for about a week or so. But now you've got a situation where, you know, there's about 30,000 people in Connecticut who never gotten it back, and there's people who are eligible that just have never signed up for it. You know, it hurts individuals. It hurts the grocery stores. It hurts the grocery industry. That hasn't been good, but that is basically what has been driving the increase in the number here in Connecticut.
When it comes to people who come through your door, do you take anybody? How do you vet it? And because you don't want to, like, ask for financials or what have you. How does it work?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, we have 500 local pantries, and they all are independently owned and operated. They're all their own. They're separate nonprofits, and they definitely have their own rules. But we believe in dignity, obviously, as much as we possibly can. When you go to one of our mobile truck sites, they are no questions asked distributions, and that is, you know, per our arrangement with the state and with Feeding America. We want it to be a safe space that anybody in need can come into. And I know you said this earlier, you know, people often think about our mobile trucks and they think, oh yeah, I see those in the cities all the time. They're in the cities, they're in affluent suburbs, they're in rural areas. We get a lot of senior citizens coming to those, a lot of veterans coming to those lines. Yeah, we are not asking for their tax returns. We're not asking for Social Security numbers. If you're in need, you can definitely come and come to the truck.
Is there a central place on your website where people can see where it's going to be from one day to the next?
Absolutely. CTFoodShare.org. And the good thing about our trucks is they run on a 2 week cycle. So, you know, the truck that I was at 2 days ago in West Haven will be in West Haven 2 weeks from then on the same day, same time. There's repetition so that, you know, it allows people to have some level of predictability in terms of what they're able to get.
Well, congrats on the new building. And you said about a year and a half.
We'll have you out there for the ribbon cutting, Brian. How about that?
Sounds good. I'll be there. Hopefully, I'll still be doing this. You never know what's going to happen. Jason, have a great rest of your day.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Take care.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.